Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, with my co-host, Pastor John McLean. We're here today in the studio with Executive Chef Danny Perez of the Arizona Sands Club and our sponsor, Kiki Rogers of Country Financial. How you doing today,
Kiki? Hello, hello. Hi, guys. Glad to be here.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I feel like we have a little party excited in the studio to hear. This is funky.
Yeah, this should be fun. Yeah.
I love we're all part of Sands Club, too, and that's where we had met.
Yes.
And
so
thank you for that.
A little nostalgic for our
kickoff. Yeah, it's a magical place. Yeah.
It is. I had lunch, actually, today. It was actually one of my favorite lunches because they have the macaroni and cheese. The bar with the salad bar and you get the blue cheese, you can get
the sun-dried tomatoes,
the meatballs. I mean, it covers all the basics.
Yeah, you have to really take advantage of the bars that they have out there, but they always look good. And you know me, I'm such a picky eater, so I just get the same thing every single time, which is all
help
great
you if you don't try. Right?
I know, that's why you're here. That's why we're all here. This is an intervention.
One of my favorite segments that we're gonna do is actually gonna be the John's Tasty Bites, Chef Danny actually brought something for us to try, something that I have actually avoided my entire life living here in Tucson, Arizona, as I am a Tucson original. And we'll talk about that more after the first break here. But really quick, Kiki, I want to give you the floor. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Thank you. Well, I'm with Country Financial Insurance. So we offer all personal and commercial lines of insurance, from a basic BOP to a commercial complex policy with multiple freight or vehicles, that kind of thing, to your home, your auto, your life. Essentially, I help you prepare for the worst so that you can live your best.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, and just to kind of just add on to that, it's really interesting having, whether it's life insurance that we're looking at or health insurance, homeowner insurance, being new owners, car insurance. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed learning about Country Financial and just the plethora of things that you guys cover. It almost feels like in a lot of ways it's kind of like all my insurance needs in one spot, rather than right now where I have kind of a couple different organizations that I'm using for those different things. Actually, three different organizations for those different services. So that's super cool.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes. How do we get a hold of you?
So my phone number at my office, my direct line, is 520-848-5003. Mm-hmm. We are located on La Cholla, across from where the Foothills Mall was. It's slowly coming down. But La Cholla between Ina and Mickey.
Outstanding. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Chef Danny, so a couple quick questions for you. I mean, sure. It's the most important part of the show, because without the chefs, I have nothing to talk
no
to.
No food. Right? We don't get to eat anything.
Right. Yeah. And
good news, there's a lot of great chefs in Tucson, so now you can continue to grow from
absolutely
your list of what you want to taste.
Yes. Well, UNESCO City of Gastronomy, we can do a deep dive into that, I think, later in the show, possibly. But tell us, I heard about you talking about spicy food and the health benefits from it. What is the hottest pepper? I mean, I know what it is, but I've got to know. All right, I've got to hear it from you.
Well, that list is so long now and everything, and anyone can find whatever you want to get into and how spicy you want your palate to get, or
fair enough,
how dead your palate will get after a couple of bites of a certain chili. We recently did a really cool event with our foodie committee at the club.
Yes.
And did a bunch of different chili tastes, and roasted chilies, pickled chilies, had some fresh chilies. We only went all the way up to habanero, just to make sure that everybody was able to walk away safely.
Fair enough.
And it really took a look at the scale and made sure that we were understanding how we were measuring the
spiciness. It's making my head sweat, you even talking about this.
Hey, we had somebody go really hard. They tasted every single chili in every single cooking method, bite at a time, and she was a trooper.
I don't know why someone would torture themselves like that. It's wild.
Well, you know, sometimes if you really want to educate your palate and really want to push yourself to see what you like, you have to try stuff.
I guess. Okay? Yeah. There we go, the intervention again.
So, chef, is it all about just the heat, or is it the flavor behind the heat also a factor?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? So however your cooking method may be on a chili or not, can certainly affect the flavor and the heat. In the same bite. So being able to provide a little bit of roasted chilies and talking about the seeds and the veins in the chilies and what happens when you cook a chili versus eating it from scratch raw or pickling a chili and what the vinegar does to balance all those things out. I think everybody learned a lot. You know, there are definitely great benefits of eating chilies. You can read all about what it does to your blood pressure, what it does to your heart, and how you can grow from it. I jokingly said, you know, my grandpa was like 91 years old before he passed away, and he eat a jalapeno a day. So I think that there's always benefit to a lot of the food we eat. At the end of the day, is where are you getting your food from?
Right.
Right. Is there any additional things going in your food? And as long as it's fresh, then I think that you can clearly see that there will be benefit of you eating any type of chili.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great advice.
You can see actually on the background here, that's actually Dave's hot chicken. They have a Carolina Reaper sauce, and it's like their death level. And it's... Yep. Absolutely incredible. I love it. I actually have a subscription to a hot sauce.
So you get a different one every month or something?
I get three every month.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And they're from pretty basic fruity kind of. In fact, I got a blueberry hot sauce.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a dessert hot sauce you can do. I put it right over the top of ice cream and ate the ice cream. It was great.
That's wild.
And it was really tasty. The heartburn afterwards.
I'm having a hard time processing the words you're saying right now. But.
It's all about the Scoville level.
Exactly. So regarding the Scoville levels, you know, being able to determine what's mild, what's medium, what's really hot, what's above hot, if you're okay with it and you can balance it out, I think at some point your palate just gets used to those flavors, and then you can actually taste food and chili along with
Interesting.
It. My daughter, who just turned 18, she eats chiltepinas with everything that we have. So there's a jar beautiful. In front of the, you know, in the middle of the table that she uses for everything that she eats. So her palate has grown to adjust to still being able to taste the chicken that we cooked, but adding the chili flavor profile to it.
Oh, no, yeah. So, super tasters. Super
I used
tasters.
To think it was more about aging as our palates may be deadened, but more so it's a training up to, it sounds like.
I think it's a combination.
Yeah, probably. So.
Mm-hmm. I can do a lot more spice now than I could when I was younger.
I do take Scoville or the capsaicin pills every morning. So that is definitely part of my diet to help with circulation, blood pressure, everything else.
That's absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting you say that, Chef Danny, because before you came into the studio, I was kind of like making that comparison with Wesley. Like, I would imagine building, you know, eating hot food is kind of like working out, where you kind of build up to it and get strong.
I say so, sure.
Because he said Wesley hasn't always liked hot food. He said it's a more recent thing. So, you know, I was just wondering, like, where'd that come from? Because I don't like it at all, and I don't ever see myself liking it. But maybe I'll build a muscle. I'll build this strength for hot food, and I just don't realize it.
You know what I realized the other day when we were tasting, because I happen to taste along with it, is that it's also the pairing of the food that changes how it affects you.
Oh.
Meaning that if we always are eating a chili with some more acid along to it, because most salsas have tomato, more cooking things have other acidic pieces, into that recipe, it probably affects you differently than just straight chili.
Right. Absolutely.
I didn't get heartburned that day from So I think it is all about what you pair it with, for
and,
sure.
And if my doctor's listening, I swear I take my heartburn medicine every day.
Of course you do. Every night. And eat healthy in between.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes. Eat vegetables a day.
Every night.
But go ahead.
Well, I was wondering kind of more what your culinary philosophy is as a chef.
Yeah, you know, I think that
great question.
In the last probably decade, and you're wearing a chef coat kind of became more of a celebrity motto, especially with all the cooking shows and everything that gets highlighted on social media and how we're able to share what we do with the world, the behind the scenes view of kind of what we do.
Right.
But at the end of the day, food to me has always been about people. It's always been about who you work with, how you cook, and then who gets to eat what you make, right? Doesn't matter if you think about when we cook from home, it's you're in the kitchen and on parties with family, et cetera. So it's always been about people. So my philosophy has always been about get yourself a really good group of people that can learn from everything that is around us, books, cooking styles, videos, et cetera, to put together really great food. And in conjunction is, you know, to really source out fresh food, good food, good ingredients, I should say, and being able to really promote where you're getting those ingredients from. So if you're, a farmer's market visitor, you know, kudos to all those people that work hard to make sure that we get fresh produce on a regular basis. And if you are going to see and seek out a really good seafood company, then, you know, make sure that you, you know, ask the questions. You know, some seafood companies nowadays will tell you the name of the fishing boat and the name of the fisherman that actually got the stuff out.
That's awesome.
And so if you want to know those things, they're out there. You just have to source it out, seek out for it.
So where do you recommend someone start to look for that?
I think farmers markets are a great spot to attend to and talk to the farmers that are bringing out all of that agriculture that has a story.
Excellent advice.
That has a story, right? Yeah. They'll tell you where it was planted, how long it took for them to harvest, and they have a story. The rest, you got some, you know, really cool vendors on the West Coast. You know, we're not a oceanside state, but you know, on the West Coast, you have some really great vendors that are at Santa Barbara that I actually know a couple who are actually marine biologists by natures and put together a seafood company. And they're the ones that are asking the questions to, are we responsibly fishing? Are we getting the right stuff out? So there are a couple of companies on the West Coast that have that option.
Nice. Well, we will talk about all that and more. We'll actually do a fun little bit we call John's Tasty Bites after the break. That's Chef Danny Perez with the Arizona Sands Club that we're talking with. We got also Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. We also want to do a very special thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, as well as Family Auto Body Truck. Without you guys, this would not be possible. We would just be talking to ourselves right now. So thank you so very much.
It's my pleasure.
This is the Tucson Tasty Show, brought to you by Greatness and Yummy Cuts. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Mr. Wesley Source. And let me see how much. And we still have 26 seconds on the clock. So I might as well tell you, if you go to veteranrescuemission.org, you can find out more about the Tucson Tasty Show, as well as the Common Good Radio Show, and all the cool stuff that we're going to be cooking up here in the upcoming months to highlight the cuisine and culture in Tucson.
Sounds good.
Check us out on Facebook. Don't forget to follow.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Share and like.
I'll see you next time.
Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with my co-host, Pastor John McClain, and our guest today is Executive Chef Danny Perez of the Arizona Sands Club, located at the north end of Arizona Stadium, one of the best restaurants in Tucson, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that because you're in front of me. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody that. Yes. We're coming into what I think is going to be my favorite segment, which is going to be John's Tasty Bites.
It may be your favorite more than it's my favorite, because I may not like all the bites. I mean, that's the honest truth. You know, I'm going to be real with you, Chef Danny. I may not like this.
You know, a lot of people get really worried about, like, oh, what if they don't like it? Mm-hmm. It's okay if you don't like it, right? That's the good of growing with food, that if you don't like it, then I'll say, okay, well, I'll bring you something different next time.
But I may
love
it.
Or when you're in the club, I'm going to hand you something, and I'm just going to say, just taste it, right?
Okay.
There you go.
To continue to grow the palate and get to know what you like.
Yeah, well, one thing you will see about me on this show, and just as you, if you bring me stuff in real life, I'll try it. I definitely will try stuff.
This is real life, did you know?
This is real life, exactly. I thought this was the 4D world of the metaverse that we're working in right now.
Possibly,
so we got cameras all over the place. So we got four cameras in the studio right now. So
right.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but just tell me what to do with my hands.
Fair enough. So, Chef Danny, please tell us a little bit about what you brought for us today.
Sure. So I actually brought something that I used to eat as a kid on a regular basis. It's a really great treat. And it's chicharrones. It's obviously Mexican heritage item that a lot of people in Tucson eat and love. Most places in carnicerías, meat markets, will sell the the chicharrones. Direct translation is just pork rinds. So, you know, the thought of using, you know, nose to tail on any animal lets you use every single piece of it. And so being able to eat pork rinds, and it's that pork fat belly, that skin that gets rendered and it stays crispy. I put some lime juice and a little cotija cheese on it to add some flavor profile to it, and a little tajin, so that chili lime salt to go with it. But it should be crunchy, it should be delicious, and you can add all kinds of different items to it.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
You're about to. I'm going to try it with you as well.
Okay.
Because this is something that, you know, I've avoided for a long time.
Pork rinds.
Yes.
Pork rinds. Yeah. Why?
Just never thought it being a pillion. I don't know.
Interesting.
My parents would eat it growing up. My grandparents are from Kentucky.
And you just wouldn't
just
even
like
try
a
it.
Normal thing. And
you
I was
just
like,
John McClained it. Yeah, well, you didn't even want to try it.
It's pig epidermis. I mean,
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if you eat 2 pounds of that a day, you'll have a great heart, healthy life, but they are good once in a while.
What do you usually say about abstaining?
Moderation.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
So this is definitely an item.
Everything is needed in moderation, including moderation.
Yes. Yeah, there we go. Sure. All right. Let's get some of this.
And I will say this, that usually I'd be apprehensive, but I love pork rinds.
Oh, good.
So I'm really excited to have these because I've never had like restaurant style Iron Chef level pork rinds. So
simple.
I'm ready.
Simplistic.
I am ready.
Fair enough. Let's dig
go
in.
For it.
You first, please.
Okay, now time for John's Tasty Bites. What do we got?
It's definitely not a clean item, as you
No.
Right? It's okay to be messy.
I don't even care.
That's the one thing with food. It's okay to be messy. If it's good, it's okay to be messy.
Oh my goodness.
I'm jumping in. Here it comes. As I'm taking a bite, and we're going to share with everybody here in the studio, but please tell us what you think.
So far, I mean, I've eaten many pork rinds in my life. I love pork rinds. They're one of my favorite type of bag chips, if you will. The best pork rind I've ever had in my life. But again, like
that's saying a lot.
Yeah, it is
so
saying a lot.
Because
I love pork rinds for sure. But this is the first time I've even thought to have a pork rind, restaurant style pork rind. And it's delicious. It melts in your mouth. It has kind of like some bend to it that the pork rinds in the bag don't have. It's a softness to it. The texture is real delectable. So.
Well, it's definitely a great snack. You know, we added it to the menu recently because we knew it would be well received as a appetizer, snack, bar snack, be able to get some thirst going for anyone that enjoys it.
Mm.
And we're also making it to where if you wanted to add carne asada to it, if you want to add some shrimp to it, if you want to add some protein, fresh protein on it, you certainly are able to do so. A lot of recipes actually on pork rinds, you can definitely eat them crispy like this, or you can braise them and cook them down in sauce, and they're delicious in tacos.
Interesting.
Yeah,
pork rinds in tacos.
Yes, sir.
Pork rind taco. That sounds like a new menu item.
You guys serve at the Arizona Sands Club?
Not yet. You know,
okay.
We're going to work towards.
Okay.
All right. We got to educate.
Okay.
I don't know.
Nice. A little bit.
I don't know what I've been doing. I've missed out so much, I think.
Yeah.
Because that.
Do you feel.
I feel silly, but I don't.
You feel
I
like you've just like
pork
hoodwinked yourself
general.
Your whole life. Okay, I get that.
And I do eat bacon. I'm not a heathen.
I love bacon. I love bacon.
But if somebody said a steak or a chicken breast or a chicken breast in pork chop, chicken breast every day of the week.
Interesting. What's your blood type?
This
you know,
is amazing. O positive.
O positive. Interesting. O positive. We're supposed to like meat and.
And red meat, more iron.
Meat and cheese. Do you? Which would you choose, beef or chicken?
Sorry, I'm eating a little bit more.
Well, that's why you're the host of the show. You know your food.
Mm.
Yeah.
B Beef. If I had to choose between the two, it's always beef.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why we're going to have a rancher on the show in 2 weeks, because I love their beef.
Awesome.
And yeah, I'm really looking forward to actually bringing some of those locally sourced people in. So
that's awesome.
And bringing them into the community a little
bit. So now that you've had Chef Danny's pork rinds, do you ever see yourself maybe buying a bag of pork rinds from the store when you see them?
I don't know. I think it's going to be exclusively his pork rinds for a while.
Those are really good. It would be hard to go back to those other pork rinds.
I think the key to all of that, and we've talked about it all day, is freshness. Right?
Yes.
They were fried just before I left the club. They're fresh. They sit for a while if you don't have them properly sealed, then you're not going to enjoy it. And that's why it's hard to compare things, because when you have to eat things fresh and to make sure they taste right.
Mm-hmm. So everybody needs to go to the Arizona Sands Club and order the chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
I know I butchered it.
No, that's pretty good.
It's good enough. It's good. It's understandable.
I know I'm going to be ordering that the next time. I've been kind of binging on your prickly pear barbecue skewers.
Yeah.
I had some more today, in fact, with my lunch before the macaroni and cheese. I know macaroni and cheese, it's straightforward, but you know what? It's Chef Gordon Ramsay's favorite dish. That is his home dish right there.
Interesting.
So,
if it's on the menu, you got to try it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Well, we've talked about, we got the chicharrones. We talked about the bar that you guys have, the salad bar, and what was the other thing that they have in the salad bar?
The macaroni serving station.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
we switch something every day during the lunch hour, in addition to the salad bar, just to give our members and our guests an opportunity to grab something fast. If they're in a hurry, you're in a meeting and you just want to have a working meeting, you can grab a salad, grab a hot item, and be in and out fairly quickly, right?
So you being relatively, a relatively new executive chef at the Arizona Sands Club, what would you say is like your signature dish and like your favorite dish to cook there?
Well, one thing I will say is that I inherited, if that's the word, right, as I took over.
It's a good thing to inherit.
Absolutely.
Right.
previous chef, an amazing culinary team. We have an amazing culinary team at the club.
Absolutely.
I could sit here and tell you, I cook this or I do that. I always cook by our team and with our team. And so
that's awesome.
You'll never see me say, I cooked A, B, and C. There's no way that I can cook every single thing that comes out of the Sands Club kitchen or any of our events. So being able to partner with our team and making sure, hey, what do you like to cook? What do you like to cook with our exec sous chefs? What's your favorite thing to do? What are you good at? And being able to come up with recipes and things on the menu that everybody can enjoy doing and be engaged doing is what we're doing. So it's really hard for me to answer that question to say, I really love cooking this item. I've enjoyed a lot of the new things we put on the menu because they're being well received from all over the membership.
Yeah.
And our team is engaged in cooking it because they enjoy doing it.
Yeah, that's the kind of the thought I was thinking. It's like already I can definitely see your influence at the Arizona Sands Club. So that's where my thoughts were, is like, okay, now that, like you said, you inherited the staff, kind of inherited this position, like what influence have you brought to it so far that has kind of been like your own little fingerprint, your own taste?
I think is making sure that we recognize that where we live. So ensuring that the menu represented Tucson, ensuring that we had a little Mexican heritage, a little cowboy heritage, a little Native American heritage through our menus to remind us where we're at. We're in the Southwest. We're not in Texas. We're not in New Mexico. We're not in California. Regionally, we can certainly source out from all of those areas and be inspired by a lot of that food. But we're still in Arizona. And so it's ensuring that we educate our members, educate our staff that food has its own identity and its own way of cooking style with using some of the ingredients. Prickly pear is not an item that you would find in a lot of places.
No.
Right? So having...
And a Tucson staple, by the way.
Absolutely. Right? It's so ensuring that we're able to tell a story with the food is important to me. And reminding of people where we're at. Because if you bring someone in from out of town, right, you would prefer to show them Tucson food instead of your traditional American style food. Nothing wrong with it. Great restaurants in Tucson that provide that type of food, or Italian food, or Chinese food, or any other type of cuisine that has so many great recipes on,
But to show someone Tucson food, I really think that that's nice. That's where our mind's at.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, that was the answer I was looking for. So that's the right answer. So I guess, you know, as we kind of got about 20 seconds to jump out of here, tell people how they can get a hold of Arizona Sands Club, how they can plug in, and what you guys got
perfect.
Coming up.
So August 14th is our last call before football. It's a great event, an open house where we're going to share with anyone that stops by how to become a member. So you can ArizonaSandsClub.com on August 14th. We'll have a great open house.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Chef Danny.
Thank you.
I'm Pastor John McClain here with Wesley Source. This is the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll see you next week.